The following is a production of the University of Minnesota, driven to discover.
Hi, this is David Arundale, your host for the Peer Group Library Podcast. Thanks for spending some time with us today. In this podcast episode, we complete our four-part series on publications related to the differences of outcomes for students of differing genders who participate in peer study groups. This is episode 4 of 4. Each episode has focused on about 17 of the 80 publications on this topic that comes from my annotated bibliography of 11 national and international models for peer learning programs. I have several synthetic voices that are going to help provide the narration. Davis is going to provide a summary of the publication. Sarah will provide the title and the citation. A transcript is attached to this podcast. Many of the podcast channels, such as Apple, Google, and the rest, well, they're now generating automatically through use of AI their own transcripts for podcasts. So you'll just need to check out your app to find out what's the easiest way to access that if that's important to you. The complete annotated bibliography of all 2,000 citations related to these 11 national programs, well, they're available on my website, https://z.umn.edu/peerbib. And that's all one word, peerbib. Also available at the web page are separate bibliographies by topic, like this one, and other different peer learning models. Well, we're now going to start with Sarah, and she's going to provide the citation, the authors, and the title of the first publication in this final series of peer learning programs that differ regarding the impact on students of different genders. Thank you for listening today.
Rabatov, E. R., Hoffman, J. L., and Person, D. R., 2005. Supplemental Instruction, The Effect of Demographic and Academic Preparation Variables on Community College Student Academic Achievement in STEM-Related Fields. Journal of Hispanic Higher Education.
This study evaluated variables associated with academic preparation and student demographics as predictors of academic achievement through participation in supplemental instruction, SI, programs for community college students in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, fields. The findings suggest a differential impact of SI outcomes for students based on gender and ethnicity. The study underscores the importance of evaluating the influence of academic achievement and student demographic variables when considering the development of SI programs on community college campuses.
Rafi, F., and Karagiannis, N., 2014. A comparative study of African American males versus females at a minority institute of higher learning and the role of supplemental instruction. Journal of Peer Learning, 6, 1, 76-85.
The purpose of this paper is to draw a comparison of high attrition rates among African American males versus African American females in higher education and examine the role of supplemental instruction, SI. The study was conducted at a minority institution, Winston-Salem State University, where African American students are in the majority. For this study, data was utilized from Cooperative Institutional Research Program, CIRP, surveys, ACCUPLACER placement test scores of incoming freshman populations, and academic assistance pursued through the SI program by African American male and African American female students. Primary sources and available statistical information were also used. Comparisons were made between the study habits of African American male and African American female students and their implications for the retention rates of these students. These comparisons are presented in the findings section of the paper. Brief conclusions end the paper.
Stanich, C. A., Pelch, M. A., Theobald, E. J., and Freeman, S., 2018. A new approach to supplementary instruction narrows achievement and effect gaps for underrepresented minorities, first-generation students, and women. Chemistry Education Research and Practice, 19:3, 846-866.
To help students who traditionally underperform in general chemistry, we created a supplementary instruction, SI, course and called it the STEM Dogs Workshops. These workshops are an extension of the peer-led team learning, PLTL, SI. In addition to peer-facilitated problem-solving, we incorporated two components inspired by learning sciences, one, training in research-based study skills, and two, evidence-based interventions targeting psychological and emotional support. Here we use an explanatory mixed methods approach to measure the impact of the STEM Dogs workshops, with a focus on four subpopulations that are historically underrepresented in chemistry: underrepresented minorities, females, low-income students, and first-generation students. Specifically, we compared three groups of students in the same general chemistry course, students in general chemistry and not the workshops, Gen Chem students, students in the workshops, STEM Dogs, and students who volunteered for the workshops but did not get in, volunteers. We tested hypotheses with regression models and conducted a series of focus group interviews with STEM Dogs. Compared to the Gen Chem population, the STEM Dog and volunteer populations were enriched with students in all four underrepresented subpopulations. Compared to volunteers, STEM Dogs had increased exam scores, sense of belonging, perception of relevance, self-efficacy, and emotional satisfaction about chemistry. URM STEM Dogs had lower failure rates and exam score achievement gaps that impacted first-generation and female Gen Chem students were eliminated in the STEM Dog population. Finally, female STEM Dogs had an increased sense of belonging and higher emotional satisfaction about chemistry than women volunteers. Focus groups suggested that successes came in part from the supportive peer learning environment and the relationships with peer facilitators. Together, our results indicate that this supplementary instruction model can raise achievement and improve effect for students who are underrepresented in chemistry.
Stockley, S.K., 2000. Performance of Minority Students in Economics, an Econometric Evaluation of Supplemental Instruction, Dissertation, University of Texas at Austin, 1999. Dissertation Abstracts International, 60, 12, 4541.
The scarcity of minority scholars in economics is well recognized, though few studies have addressed the issue. This dissertation identifies the introductory coursework in economics as a significant stumbling block for African American and Hispanic students and analyzes the effects of an extensive supplemental instruction, SI, program initiated to improve minority student achievement in these courses. Data were collected for over 9,000 students enrolled during two academic years, 1990 to 1991, prior to the inception of SI, and 1993 to 1994, after the program was fully operational. The data include independent variables that measure or proxy student-specific characteristics, academic maturity, relative high school quality, and institutional characteristics. Econometric testing of Probit and ordered logit models indicate that minority students earn average grades that are significantly lower than those earned by their non-minority counterparts. Decomposition methodology, derived from analysis of wage differentials in labor economics, is used to quantify the gap in average grades into proportions that are explained and unexplained by the data. The analysis of the effects of SI on student performance reveals that women and minority students attend the adjunct sessions at higher rates than other students and that students who chose to participate in the program earn average grades that are significantly higher than those earned by students who either chose not to participate or were in course sections where SI was not available. Use of the decomposition methodology to control for the effects of self-selection indicates the SI program offers real value added. Students in the data set were followed for up to 4 years after the targeted semesters, allowing for an analysis of the long-term effects of participation in SI. Probit and ordered logit models tested whether SI enhanced student interest in taking additional coursework in economics, whether students who participated in SI were then able to achieve significantly higher scores in subsequent coursework, and whether the skills gained through participation in SI helped students achieve higher retention and graduation rates. Overall, the effects of SI in the longer term are positive and statistically significant.
Shaw, R., 2018. Gender, Statistical Anxiety, and Supplemental Instruction Conference Proceedings of the Developments in Business Simulation and Experimental Learning.
Supplemental Instruction, SI, programs, which have been used in colleges and universities since the 1970s, are viewed as a cost-effective method of delivering peer-assisted instruction to students in courses that traditionally experience high failure and drop rates. In a previous analysis of students in an introductory business statistics class at a mid-sized university in the Southwest, it was found that SI was very important in a student's grade determination, especially in view of the fact that the course is designed as blended learning, meeting one time per week. The analysis also seemed to indicate that there may well be significant differences as between men and women in terms of the effect of SI attendance on grade determination. The present paper investigates the differences between males and females in the course and concludes that, while both men and women suffer from a fear of statistics and mathematical courses in general upon entering the course, their reactions to the anxiety are very different. While men appear to be better prepared than women when beginning the course, at the end of the semester, there is no significant difference in final grades. Several possible reasons for this are given, and the results may hold important lessons for encouraging greater participation of females in STEM activities from an early age.
Tavera, G., 2012. How can female students in a math workshop increase their problem-solving capabilities? Conference Proceedings of the Peer-Led Team Learning International Society Inaugural Conference, Brooklyn.
The way women perceive their surroundings plays an important role in how they behave, think, and express themselves, Belenke et al., 1986. During workshop sessions, I observed different attitudes among female and male students. That is why this topic of females in mathematics caught my attention. Also, as a female, I have been through similar situations as other females in a classroom setting.
Tenney, A., D., 2002. What works in institutionalizing student-centered teaching methods, peer-led team learning? Conference Proceedings of the 224th American Chemical Society National Meeting, Boston, Massachusetts. For more information, contact the author at the Department of Chemistry, University of Portland.
Peer-led team learning, PLTL, has been used at the University of Portland, or to support higher student achievement in introductory science courses since fall 1999. PLTL has now been expanded to 9 faculty members in 3 academic disciplines. This paper discusses the critical factors needed to implement and support the PLTL program. Preliminary studies suggest that the academic culture has been positively impacted by PLTL, especially regarding female students.
Theory, H., Hug, S., and Barker, L., 2008. CASI Year 2 Annual Evaluation Report. Recruiting, Retaining, and Advancing Hispanics in Computing. University of Colorado. Boulder, Colorado.
CASI institutions have focused their efforts on the recruitment, retention, and advancement of Hispanic computer science students. In 2007, the 7 CASI computer science departments graduated 149 Hispanic computer science majors. Excluding the University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, which is 100% Hispanic, 45% of computer science majors at CASI institutions were Hispanic. In addition, 2 CASI institutions graduated an above-average proportion of women in computer science. 3 institutions serve other underrepresented minorities as well, specifically African-American computer science students. When compared to other Hispanic-serving institutions, the enrollment of Hispanic computer science students at CASI institutions is closer to parity with the overall enrollment of Hispanic students at their schools. However, most CASI schools have opportunities for growth in this area. The Alliance has implemented multiple interventions to enhance the recruitment, retention, and advancement of Hispanic computer science students at participating institutions. The CS0 course is intended to help CASI institutions recruit and retain more Hispanics into the computer science major. At every institution, the percentage of Hispanics enrolled in CSO is higher than the percentage of Hispanics enrolled in the CS major, suggesting that CS0 is an effective method for recruiting more Hispanics into the department. Although the recruitment, retention, and advancement of women into computing are not explicit goals of CASI, CS0 has also been successful in enrolling women in CS0. At every institution except one, the percentage of women undergraduates enrolled in CS0 is higher than the percentage of women enrolled in the CS major. Though the CS0 course has attracted more Hispanics and women than are presently enrolled in CASI computer science departments, it is too early to tell whether these students will continue in computer science. To determine the retention rate of CS0 students, the evaluation team will track whether these students enroll in CS1 in subsequent semesters. In addition, the enrollment of Hispanics in many CASI computer science departments is lower than the enrollment of Hispanics in the institution, suggesting that there is room for growth in the recruitment of Hispanics into the computer science major. The CS0 course was successful in boosting students' confidence in their programming abilities. Students who had not programmed a computer made the greatest gains in confidence. Women gained greater confidence in computer programming than men. All racial/ethnic groups, including Hispanics, exhibited strong increases in confidence in computer programming. Indeed, the gains in computer programming confidence across all demographic variables, such as gender and ethnicity, suggest that the CSO course served to boost the confidence of most students. Peer-led team learning and gatekeeper courses aims to increase student retention in the major by providing near-peer role models to boost their confidence and knowledge. Sessions were informal and involved group work to develop relationships among students in the course, said to influence student persistence in the major. Overall, students found the PLTL sessions to be fun, interesting, and helpful. Students, particularly Hispanic students, gained confidence in their computing abilities through PLTL sessions, and leaders reported confidence gains as well. Being a peer leader increased students' communication, teaching, leadership, and interpersonal skills. Hispanics had slightly better gains in skills than other peer leaders. Students were generally confident in their skills as a peer leader, particularly in their ability to help students understand concepts, to motivate students, and to effectively communicate. Students' experiences as peer leaders also increased their aspirations to have a computing career and, to a lesser extent, their aspirations to attend graduate school in computing. Peer leading had a more positive influence on the aspirations of women and Hispanics. Being a peer leader also enhanced students' disciplinary and conceptual knowledge. In part, this increase in knowledge and confidence contributed to some students' motivation to pursue graduate studies.
Thomas, G., Roche, L., Brocato, M., and McGuire, S., 2019. Supplemental Instruction Levels: The Playing Field in STEM at Louisiana State University. N. Z. S. Wilson Kennedy, G. S. Bird, E. Kennedy, and H. T. F. Frierson, eds. Diversity in Higher Education, Volume 22, Emerald Publishing.
The Center for Academic Success, CAS, at Louisiana State University, LSU, certified as a Center of Excellence by the National College Learning Center Association, has utilized Supplemental Instruction Copyright, SI, for the past 20 years to provide student support for historically difficult courses, those courses with D, F, or withdrawal rates of greater than 30%. In this model, peers called SI leaders facilitate study sessions outside of class time to help the enrolled students develop effective learning strategies and better understand and master course concepts. SI relies upon collaboration with faculty and is supported by cognitivism and social constructivism learning theories. Benefits of the successful model include supporting students to become self-directed independent learners, reducing the stigma associated with using academic support, and reducing the demands for tutoring. Outcomes observed at LSU include positive correlations between the course passing rates and six-year graduation rates of women, underrepresented minorities, and first-generation college students who participated in SI compared to the peers who participate less frequently and those who do not participate.
Tran, C., Hartman, K., Olsker, T., C., and Bonsang, M., 2016. The Impact of Supplemental Instruction on the SI Leader. Supplemental Instruction Journal, 2, 1, 6-18.
This study conducted at California State University, Fullerton, examined the impact of SI upon the leaders. Variables included sex, first-generation status, and underrepresented minority group status. Men increased confidence and communication effectiveness at higher rates than women. The underrepresented group reported higher ability to handle student conflict and communicate with peers than majority students.
Van Dusen, B., Langdon, L., and Otero, V., K., 2015. Learning Assistance Supported Student Outcomes, LASSO, a study initial findings. Conference Proceedings of the Physics Education Research Conference, College Park.
This study investigates how faculty, student, and course features are linked to student outcomes in Learning Assistant, LA, supported courses. Over 4,500 students and 17 instructors from 13 LA Alliance member institutions participated in the study. Each participating student completed an online concept inventory at the start, pre, and end, post, of their term. The physics concept inventories included force and motion concept evaluation, FMCE, and the brief electricity and magnetism assessment, BEMA. Concepts inventories from the fields of biology and chemistry were also included. Our analyses utilize hierarchical linear models that nest student-level data, e.g. pre/post scores and gender, within course-level data, e.g. discipline and course enrollment, to build models that examine student outcomes across institutions and disciplines. We report findings on the connections between students' outcomes and their gender, race, and time spent working with LAs as well as instructors' experiences with LAs.
Van Dusen, B., and Meeson, J., M., 2017. Systemic Inequities in Introductory Physics Courses, The Impacts of Learning Assistance. Conference Proceedings of the Physics Education Research Conference, Cincinnati.
Creating equitable performance outcomes among students is a focus of many instructors and researchers. One focus of this effort is examining disparities in physics student performance across genders, which is a well-established problem. Another less common focus is disparities across racial and ethnic groups, which may have received less attention due to low representation rates, making it difficult to identify gaps in their performance. In this investigation, we examined associations between Learning Assistant, LA, supported courses, and improved equity in student performance. We built hierarchical linear models of student performance to investigate how performance differed by gender and by race/ethnicity and how LAs may have moderated those differences. Data for the analysis came from pre-post concept inventories and introductory mechanics courses collected through the Learning About STEM Student Outcomes, LASSO, platform. Our models show that gaps in performance across genders and races/ethnicities were similar in size and increased from pre to post instruction. LA support is meaningfully and reliably associated with improvement in overall student performance, but not with shifts in within-course performance gaps.
Van Dusen, B., White, J., S.S., and Roalds, E., A., 2016. The Impact of Learning Assistance on Inequities in Physics Student Outcomes. Conference Proceedings of the Physics Education Research Conference, Sacramento.
This study investigates how learning assistants, LAs, and related course features are associated with inequities in student learning in introductory university physics courses. 2,868 physics students paired pre- and post-test scores on concept inventories from 67 classes and 16 LA Alliance member institutions are examined in this investigation. The concept inventories included the force concept inventory, force and motion conceptual evaluation, and the conceptual survey of electricity and magnetism. Our analyses include a multiple linear regression model that examines the impact of student, e.g. gender and race, and course-level variables, e.g. presence of LAs and concept inventory used, on student learning outcomes, Cohen's D effect size, across classroom contexts. The presence of LAs was found to either remove or invert the traditional learning gaps between students from dominant and non-dominant populations. Significant differences in student performance were also found across the concept inventories.
Verrill, H., and Carroll, C., 2014. Improving Female Student Retention in Computer Science During the First Programming Course. International Journal of Information and Education Technology, 4, 5, 394-398.
This paper is an evaluation study to improve female student retention in computer science during the first programming course. Although colleges are using a variety of ways to attract female students to continue their studies in computer science, the number of female students is decreasing in the major. Therefore, we have employed two survey studies to learn more about the lack of supported items in the major and try to address most of those issues in the classroom to see the change in students' feeling about computer science. Moreover, we support some of our suggestions not only by the survey results, but also students' performance from the course. We observed that lack of communication among students and with faculty, primitive programming editors, and not well-prepared course materials are some of the reasons for the decrease in female student retention.
Warner, J. M., 2008. Supplemental Instruction for Non-Science Majors Biology Students, Meanings and Influences on Science Identities for Women. Ph.D.E. Dissertation, University of North Carolina at Greensboro, Greensboro.
The purpose of this study was to examine the meanings women make of their participation in a supplemental instruction, SI, program associated with a post-secondary non-majors biology course. Interview and survey data were utilized to determine why women attended SI, the affordances provided by regular SI participation, how women depicted the learning environment of SI, and how women described science as they experienced it in SI. Additional interviews were conducted with a subpopulation of participants who regularly utilized SI to provide an understanding of the role SI participation played in terms of access to science identities for women who changed their majors, minors, or concentration within an education major to biology as a result of their experiences in non-majors biology and SI. The results of this study suggest that the SI experience provides more than just a means to increase grades for women who participate regularly. The supportive and safe climate of the SI environment set a comfort level for women that increased their competence and confidence in biology. The SI experience increased interest in biology and afforded the opportunity for women to be recognized by others and to recognize themselves for their science abilities. Additionally, for a small number of women, their experiences in non-majors biology and SI facilitated a shift in science identities that led the women to immigrate into science.
Warren, B. Azee, 1997, October 10 to 11, 1997. Personality, learning style, gender, and ethnic characteristics of students attending supplemental instruction. Conference Proceedings of the Annual Teaching/Learning Conference, Ashland, Kentucky.
A study was conducted to gather information on students participating in supplemental instruction, SI, at the University of Central Florida in spring 1997. Using Long's personality checklist, 163 students classified themselves as aggressive dependent, passive independent, or passive dependent. Kolb's learning style inventory was administered to the group. Findings included, 1. Although the majority of SI students were white and female with aggressive-dependent personality styles, science students displayed assimilator and converger learning styles, while non-science students displayed accommodator learning styles. 2. Hispanics most commonly identified their learning style as assimilator. 3. Black and Hispanic students showed the least inclination toward the converger learning style, while it was one of the main styles displayed by white students.
Wisneski, E. O., Shapiro, R. L., Kaylee, E., Coletti, K. B., DeMilla, P. A., and Riceberg, R., 2015. The Impact of Supplemental Instruction on the Performance of Male and Female Engineers in a Freshman Chemistry Course. Paper presented at the American Society for Engineering Education Annual 122nd Conference, Seattle.
This study used statistical analysis to examine correlations between first-year engineering students' use of SI and their performance in a required general chemistry course at Northeastern University. Overall, we found that students who used SI were more motivated in general chemistry than their counterparts. We also draw the following specific conclusions from our data. Students who were more confident that they would receive a high grade in general chemistry at the beginning of the course had a higher average grade threshold for seeking SI. Students who sought SI exhibited a positive correlation between grade threshold for seeking help outside the classroom and final grade received. Females who used SI had significantly higher grades than females who did not. SI in the form of Chem Central, the Connections Chemistry Review, and the COE Tutoring Office were all found to have the potential to have a significant positive impact on students' grades. Students who did not use SI were significantly more likely to skip lecture than students who do attend SI. Increased absenteeism in lecture was associated with lower final grades in both fall 2013 and fall 2014. Females were more likely to attend lecture regularly than males. When extra credit incentives were offered to attend lecture, both genders skipped significantly fewer lectures and received significantly higher grades. We believe the results we have found regarding relationships between students' use of SI and their success in general chemistry for engineers can be applied to improve SI across the freshman engineering curriculum. For example, as Chem Central, the Connections Chemistry Review, and the COE Tutoring Office were all found to have a positive impact on students' grades, resources like these could be created to help freshman students in their other courses. Further study of possible interaction effects among these and other variables for which we have data are ongoing. Our results also show that the students who often skip lecture are the students who do not take advantage of resources for SI and receive lower course grades. These may be students who need additional advising and mentoring during their freshman year in order to succeed. The issues raised are important topics of focus for future work in order to gain a further understanding of the impact of SI on freshman engineering students.
Young, C.A., 2015. Determining the Relationship of Supplemental Instruction to Student Attitudes. Ph.D.E. Dissertation, Texas A&M, College Station.
Attendance patterns of students enrolled in supplemental instruction, SI, study groups were examined to determine if attendance could explain outcomes related to student success. Students took the College Learning Effectiveness Inventory, CLEI, early in the semester and again at the end of the semester to measure student attitudes and behaviors that are usually associated with student success. Mean scores were calculated for each participant in the study FO each administration of the CLEI. Change scores were calculated by subtracting mean scores of the second administration from mean scores of the first administration. Student attendance at SI groups was reported at the time of the second administration of the survey. Comparisons were made to determine whether there were differences in gains on mean scores on scales of the CLEI based on SI attendance, as well as ethnicity and gender. The results of the study showed no significant differences in change scores on the CLEI scales based upon SI attendance. There were also no significant changes based upon SI attendance and ethnicity or gender.
Zumdahl, S.A., 1996. Mission Impossible? Improving Retention of Science Majors Among Minorities and Women. Journal of Chemical Education, 73. 266-267.
This article describes the Merit Program for Emerging Scholars, MPES, in chemistry at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. MPES was established to improve retention of science majors among students of color and women. Research studies suggests that participants outperform non-participants.